Thank you. And finally, but please don't forget to breathe. Some of you are not breathing from. Now the beautiful name of Rama, please. First with my help and then without my help. Rama, 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 Rama. Now, without my help, Rama. Thank you very much. If you're ready, please open your eyes again. Mm-hmm. This is sometimes not easy because we are not always in the right in the mood for this. We don't have always such a concern. We think, well, it's well heated here, and I mean, it's interesting to be together with the devotees. I really have no dilemma at the moment. I'm quite healthy and my fees are paid, and you know, no problem. I want to read you something before you start the exercise, which will help you a little bit more to get into the mood of calling out for Krishna. It's from a beautiful little lecture by Srila Prabhupada, who said about the chanting, energy of the Lord, O the Lord, please accept me. We have no other prayer. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry and we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. For this vibration is simply a cry addressing the Supreme Lord and requesting Him, please accept me. Please accept me. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful, isn't it? Very devotional also. So we will now try to chant in this mood, calling out. I think crying out in a prayerful mood. Please don't do it as good as you can. No need to imagine yourself. Or again, I'm not so expert in the English language to somehow, you know, to hype yourself into this. This is not good, because this is not good in spiritual life. These imagined or artificially increased intensity, but it should be something real. Huh? I think there is reason to ask Lord Krishna to accept us, isn't it? We are not so wonderful, but it doesn't mean we are so miserable. But we are conditioned souls in this world, and I think we can sympathize. We are fallen. This is for sure. Doesn't mean we should suffer from a minority complex, but we have to die. Our situation is not glorious so much. We even go to the bathroom. I think every one of you still does this. You know, so please accept me. This is how we chant now. I would like to request you to not, obviously we will have some urgency in our appeal, but we will not yell out the name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is not how we will do it. We, in this exercise, aim at sharpening our inner voice. Right? That's why we did it mentally. Hare, Hare. May I? I will do one mantra alone so that you have the speed. And then in that same speed, we can all chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Internally, we call out, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We really address the Lord. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. For some of us, it is a little difficult to keep that intensity. When it slips the intensity, please bring your mind back to the same intensity again. Let us please continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. When you call out, you have to focus your attention very much on the vocalization. That is the act of making the sound. All your attention at this moment is please in the act of calling out. Let us immediately continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you, but I want to make it more clear. You have to focus your attention on where the sound is produced, that is within the cave of the mouth, where the tongue is active and your vocal cords are active. Please, and from there call out internally as loud as you can. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Concentrate. Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Now we will call out a little louder. I will give you an example with one mantra and then in the same voice, please also chant with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. That was very fine. Now, for the last part of our seminar, we will do what I personally consider the best exercise. Best because it comes closest to what we wish to attain when we chant. For the last exercise, I wish to request you to forget all exercises which we did for now, and just move or just absorb your consciousness in listening to the sound of the holy name. For this exercise, you will move with your attention most properly where? Who has an idea? To the ears, yes. I would say that is very good, to the ears, and you certainly will have to move to the ears, but to the act of hearing. The act of hearing is you receive sound and you concentrate on it. This, I would say, is the act of hearing. Yeah. Or listening. Listening is maybe better. The act of listening. Mm-hmm. So we will more or less feel ourselves being in the nectarian ocean of the holy name. It's an ocean where we don't have to be afraid to drown, because there's enough oxygen in this ocean, unlike a watery ocean where it's very frightening to drown because of the lack of oxygen. But here is enough oxygen. It is just the sound surrounds us. And you will immediately be able to feel that the sound surrounds you. When you focus your attention on the act of listening, right? Throughout the seminar, we have focused our attention on different things, beginning with our beats and a particular way of chanting on them, looking and gazing at the Maha Mantra through our outer eyes and our external eyes, and then our mind's eye also. We have also fixed our attention on the act of calling out for Krishna. And now we will go to the most important exercise, the act of listening. Okay, for this I have a little surprise for you. The chant box. It is designed in India, and Vrindadevi will put it as softly as
But the light is okay. It is good, and then it can let.
Yes, so this is the. We will have a pure devotee helping us to chant. Isn't it a wonderful machine? I mean, those of you who think of having such a help is so nice, I think. I sometimes have it run the whole day. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
The way it is designed. I would say we should just listen for a while to Prabhupada, because if we have the machine running, Vrindadevi, please, I have to correct myself. Make it louder, please, the machine. Just listen, please. May I ask you, do you hear only Prabhupada? Excuse me? You only listen to Prabhupada. Okay. Please now listen if there's anything else on the tape. Vrindadevi, no time for social life now. I'll throw devotees, huh? Yeah, other devotee. You have to learn. Please listen. Let us listen now a little bit more carefully. Do we hear anything else than other devotees? Do we hear one voice of the other devotees a little bit more? Is there one outstanding voice? Not answer this question to you, because it's really not about voices, it's about listening, our exercise. Okay, so this was so now with the same alertness which you have learned now, you will please listen to your own japa. And please imagine yourself just like Jai Bhadra very nicely said, well, you told us just to listen to Prabhupada and I only heard Prabhupada. This is very, very nice. This is almost like in the Mahabharata. You remember once Duryodhana, no, Dronacharya got all his pupils to pass a test. He had put a bird within the tree, a paper bird, and he requested his different disciples or pupils to shoot in the eye of the bird. So he first asked Dronacharya and said, Dronacharya, come, before you shoot the eye of the bird, what do you see? Answer this question. I see the tree with its different branches. The bird. Oh, Duryodhana, you're not qualified to even try. Please sit down. Yudhishthira, come. What do you see? Well, I see the bird. I see the eye. And I see all of you. Duryodhana, Yudhishthira, you are not capable to shoot. Arjuna, come. What do you see? I see the eye of the bird. Anything else you see? No, I see the eye of the bird. That's all. That's all? That's all, Guruji Maharaj. Ah, you are qualified to shoot. Please shoot. So he was concentrated on the order of the spiritual masters. So he, on his martial guru, on the martial guru. So with the same concentration, you please now hear only your chanting. You please don't hear the watch tick, 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 tick. Or maybe something will happen before the house. We have arranged something which might happen or not happen. A little late. You don't hear whatever happened. Even if before the room some interesting song starts to explode, you just try to hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Alright, so we will be again in one voice. It will be our last exercise for this morning sessions. No, it will be our last before the last exercise, but the last is very quick. I will first show you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Listen, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm sorry, I forgot to say, as you listen to each word, each name which comes, yes? Not to the whole, but to each singular holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much. And for the last, we will come to the most difficult exercise. At this point, it's usually the most easiest, but at this time, it will be a little difficult. Each one of you, please chant in his or her own way, the way you are accustomed to do it during the japa in the temple. Please don't feel frustrated when in the beginning you feel a little bit disoriented. It is easy to explain. Your mind has now become accustomed to chant in unison with everyone else, and it's a total new thing now where you have to reorient your mind. But don't give in. Your task will be to concentrate on each singular holy name, if possible, each syllable. If it is sometimes too difficult for you to have full concentration, please open your eyes and take help of the mantra Trataka, which we have put before you. Yes? Is the task clear? Now, we will not chant in unison, but we will all chant. And please, you will need to work a little, but then you will chant very nicely. In the beginning, you will feel a little ooh, and you might feel a little disoriented to hear your neighbor, because after all, you have made some exercises which makes you more sensitive. Huh? But please just pull your mind back from wherever it may wander and bring it to the holy name. And for this, you can take the help of the mantra. And we will immediately start. I will not give you any speed because I will not give you, show you the way how you should chant immediately. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. For the sake of worldly fame and reputation, I engage in the practice of deceitfulness. I am victimized by my own greed, being always lustful. I am a vile, wicked man, rejected by godly people. I am a constant offender, devoid of all good works, forever inclined towards evil. I am worn out and wasted by various miseries. Now in old age, deprived of all means of relief, the humbled and poor Bhaktivinoda submits his tale of grief at the feet of the Supreme Lord. This is the end of this chastisement. And then, Nandiya, after you have prayed this, you feel like there is not much reason to be proud, and you feel humble, and then your chanting can go on nicely. It's like a mental beating on your behind. All right. So I thought we should now make a little pause. Oh no, Krishna Chandra was still there. Yeah. How can we tell that an experience which we have is really given by Lord Krishna? Or it's just a mental imagination? This question will be answered after the pause. Is that all right, Krishna Chandra? I will repeat the question again. Because I notice, maybe it's just in me, some a little approach of some tired feeling. We have, after all, we are sitting now 2 hours without stop, so we must have a little pause of 15 minutes in which we catch up and so on. And then it was very nice to get to know you, and then we will end the class in time to go to the Arati. Okay? So, please let us have a 50 minutes pause, and then I will, in that time, yes, prepare something. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I have an idea. We should have some person, Bhakta Brahm, do you have a wristwatch? Who of you has a wristwatch? Daniel, would you be so kind after 15 minutes to just give a sign to us? We have a bell. So, Hare Krishna, let me summarize now for you again. Jean-Philippe, I will take it a little bit later. Thank you very much. What we were talking about in this morning session, Pia asked just to know, did you all bring your bead bags along with you? Good. Because we might, just so that I know how to conduct the session. This morning I wanted to really bring a very important point into your mind, into your consciousness. And I really think it may be good if I read to you a quote from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which summarizes in some ways what I really wanted to you to know, or yes, I wanted to bring to your attention. But like it is when one does too many things at once, that's here. Okay, I found it here. Yes. Krishna Nam has been accepted by all to be an incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna on this earth. Although he appears like a word, Krishna, still by his inconceivable power, he is completely spiritual. The name is a special incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Krishna and his name are identical, Krishna has descended to earth as Nama. Krishna Nama is our first introduction to Krishna. Let me repeat this for you. Krishna Nama is our first introduction to Krishna. Therefore, we first meet Krishna in his name. With determination to reach Krishna, we must first accept the name of Krishna. So, since Krishna will be met by us in his holy name, I wanted to say that the chanting remains our most important business. My dear devotees, let me please tell you from my heart and from my whole being, a little personal story before I open the forum for your questions. It was maybe 6 or 7 years ago. Maybe even 8 years ago. That I developed a very, very deep spiritual question in my heart. As Yadunanda Prabhu announced this morning, I had been in the movement since quite some time. I'm considered to be an older devotee within ISKCON. But around this time, which I mentioned to you, I had something like a midlife question. How much of Krishna have I realized, really? In the beginning, I joined with the deep, deep desires to find Krishna, to have God realization. I was maybe inspired by my readings in Christian mysticism, and I always, as a child, had pictures of myself sitting in beautiful places in this world and having God realization. As a child, this was my preferred fantasy. That when the other children were playing, I was sitting in trees and dreaming of myself meeting God, finding God, and so on. So I joined Krishna consciousness with this expressed desire. And then I had this midlife question, how successful am I in this? It was a time when many of my God brothers also were probing into questions, how can we make more advancement and so on. At that time, I began to search. I started my whole spiritual life anew. I began to search the books of Srila Prabhupada. What does Prabhupada say? How do we meet Krishna? Become Krishna conscious? I found out by the holy name. Then I studied our whole Vaishnava tradition. I mean, there are many Gaudiya Vaishnava directions. There are Gostyanandis and Bhajanandis. I went into the literature of the South, where I studied the teachings of the Alvas, the first Vaishnava preachers before 2000, before Christi birth. I began to compare my spiritual master's presentations with the other presentations. It took a long time, a few years, it became clear to me the way to make advancement in ISKCON is really to become a good chanter of the holy name. First, I revolted a little bit against this intellectually, not really, because I'm a disciple of Prabhupada, I love him and I accept everything happily, what she says, happily, sometimes with a question also, why is this so, and I want to understand more, but I thought, well, there are so many processes, smaranam, meditation about Krishna, reading about or hearing about Krishna's pastimes from morning till evening. What is about all these other processes? How do they stand up or compare to sitting down and chanting Hare Krishna? Trying to avoid the offenses. This was a question for me. But more and more I understood that this is really the most wonderful process which I can imagine, because in this process you are approaching the Lord and you are requesting Him to reveal Himself. See, this is much better than you, the weak person, trying to reach the Lord on your own, with your own capabilities, meditative prayer, or whatever practices are there in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But the path of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is really a path of revelation, where the Lord reveals Himself. And I became so thankful, and then I decided to try to become committed in chanting Hare Krishna. I began to do these Kartik retreats where I just chant from morning till evening the holy name. I began to chant extra rounds, in other words. In my preaching, I put more emphasis on chanting and bringing people to chant. And I must tell you, as I'm sitting now here, a person who has taken the intellectual freedom to just look and compare, I'm so happy with Prabhupada's revelation that everything is in the holy name. And I find really that this is very wonderful. I could cry with happiness, really. And I'm very much convinced of this. And by Krishna's mercy, I'm also getting some realizations by this practice of chanting extra rounds that everything is in there. I know for myself, if everything goes wrong, means if I have an accident and I cannot travel like I do now, or if due to the, I mean, I don't want to imagine about disasters, but maybe I get stranded on an island and my airplane crashes and then I'm at the eye only on an island. I don't really need to worry because I have the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is given to me by my spiritual master and which is a sweet prospect to meet Lord Krishna, to be with him. And therefore, I think really, if we want to improve our spiritual lives and go the contemplative path, or go the inner path of Krishna consciousness, the path of realization, we all need to think deeply how to improve our own appreciation of the holy name. It's an individual process. For Jai Govinda Prabhu, for Nritya Kishori, and Jean-Philippe, every one of us, who whatever is our name. And I want to encourage you to, in your spiritual lives, to really think how you can become good chanters of Hare Krishna. And I see many of my God brothers are coming to this realization. See, I was also a little close to our Tama Krishna Maharaj. I think our Nritya Kishori, you are a disciple of him. It's interesting, before he left us, he just wanted to chant Hare Krishna with his God brothers. It's usually when a person leaves, he feels somehow, Krishna gives each one who leaves the body a little signal that they are a little prepared and they do what is essential. So this was, he took shelter in the chanting. I know many of the old Vaishnavas whom I have met, they take shelter in chanting, Prabhupada's God brothers also. They understand, leave everything behind and just go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because, as we will see a little later, in the holy name, or from the holy name, everything can unfold. Everything means Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, and Krishna's pastimes. And then the holy name just takes you and brings you to Vrindavan, shows you your eternal spiritual identity in which you relate to Krishna. So I really would like to open now the forum, after having told you something so personal, to see what questions you have, and to encourage you in your own little journey towards the holy name. So please ask any questions which you have. I must tell you, I really kept this first day, the first session for this. I really would appreciate if we can now use this. This is also a good time to get to know each other a little better. And then from tomorrow on, we will have a very ecstatic afternoon session. Now, I want to give every morning something on the Holy Name, and every afternoon we go into a very, very interesting. It will come as a total surprise to you. You will not believe your ears when you hear it. So therefore, I must keep it. It is a Bhakti Rasayana Shloka. It will be something which strengthens you in your spiritual life and make you very healthy spiritual. Yes, maybe we give the microphone to the devotees. Okay, who has the first question? Jai Govinda, you look like someone.
Okay, the first one. I was considering that you didn't mention, and in this you gave us five tips for improving our practice of japa. And I noticed that you didn't give any suggestion for meditating on the visible forms of the Lord while chanting japa. And I actually felt gratitude for that, because at least for me, this might be, if I chant my japa before the deities, sometimes it is for me quite distracting, because I understand that what I need at this stage of my life is focusing on hearing the sound vibration of the Holy Name. And I was wondering what you think about, and how come you didn't give us any tip on this form of meditation.
Thank you. I can just keep it like this. As I was saying in my little explanation, I'm just looking for something. When you, the reason why I didn't speak about any of this is that the holy, that from all the practices of chanting, of improving your japa, the concentration on the spiritual sound vibration remains the most important, because let us not forget, when we chant, we hope for a revelation of Krishna. Krishna consciousness is not in a process of imagining and visualizing even something which is based on one's own endeavor. It's a process of genuine revelation. Krishna reveals his form and his qualities and his pastimes to the sincere devotee. The danger is when you hear, when you do something else than just focusing on the name, that is that you end up in your kalpana, is the Sanskrit word, your imaginations of spiritual reality, your own pictures which you paint. So when we hear, when we go further into Naam Bhajan, you will hear something about meditational techniques, concentrating on the meaning of the name. That will be tomorrow. But everything is based really on hearing, hearing, hearing. When you chant, you must learn to hear, to receive the holy name with full concentration. And therefore we fixed on this. However, there is something, there is a gradual line of what you can do. First, this is from Harinam Chintamani. There are five progressive steps. First is avoid the 10 offenses, try to chant constantly, distinctly pronouncing the holy name while meditating about the transcendental sound vibration. Now, when the chanting is steady, clear and blissful, one will be able to meditate on the form of Lord Shyamasunda. What will happen during this is that while you chant, again and again you think of Krishna and his form. This will happen automatically or by inspiration. Means you feel inspired, let me think on Krishna while chanting and hearing. Then another way to see this Krishna form is to help a little by sitting before the deities and meditate upon the holy name while chanting before Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada once gave this method to a devotee who had obviously great difficulties. I just had I have this tape and I listened to the tape. Prabhupada said, the devotee was in a fix. Maybe he wanted to even leave. Prabhupada said, go now before the deity, look at the deity and chant his holy name. See, ultimately, and he said, when the temple commander comes and wants to engage you, tell him Prabhupada said I should remain situated here and chant. Ultimately, we want to realize that the name and the form are identical. And one way is to look at the deity, the form, and then the two will become one. It's very difficult to say how the name and the form will become one for you. But it's something like, I want to give you an example. When you hear a melody, sometimes you see colors. Or you see a forest, maybe. Or you see a very heavy loving scene where the two are breaking apart and leaving each other. This is passionate Western music, you know. You have something like an impression. Very much this is the case with raga music. There are ragas which are painting pictures in your mind. No? See some ragas, and you hear some ragas, and something comes. There is a ghost in the lamp. Or let me give you another example. You may hear someone who is a friend of yours on the phone and he speaks to you and immediately his face is there. This, I think, is a better example, which we all know. Don't we know when we speak with someone who is close to us, then, wow, we say, nice to hear you. Where are you? Can't you just come now here so that we can see each other, it's much nicer to talk, you know, and so on. The form is immediately there. This is a better example. So, the holy name should bring after some time the impressions of the form of Lord Krishna. That is natural for the chanter. So we can When one reaches the stage where the holy name and form of Krishna become one, then try to remember the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Thus the holy name and the qualities of Krishna must combine into one through constant chanting. Here, to maybe say it a little bit more precise is, you may have heard about the qualities of Krishna from Nectar of Devotion. There are 64 qualities, and as you chant, you become overwhelmed all of a sudden by the remembrance of Krishna's kindness upon you, of Krishna being Bhakta Vatsala. And you think, Krishna is so wonderful. He came to the battlefield of Kurukshetra, first saying he wouldn't fight, but then when Arjuna was in a difficult situation, you remember Grandfather Bhishma really wanted, he was prepared to kill Arjuna. Then Krishna just broke his promise to not fight, even at the risk that everyone in the world would say, Krishna said so many things, but then he breaks it all. Krishna didn't care. He wanted to protect his devotee, Arjuna. That was more important for him than keeping his promise and being a very truthful man in the eyes of the world. He is Bhakta Vatsala. That's most important quality for Krishna. That is, he protects his devotees. So you will naturally, because you have read from authorized sources about the qualities of Krishna, come to a stage where you remember the qualities of Lord Krishna. Therefore, for your personal bhajan, it is good if you know about the personal qualities of Krishna. There's a very nice book I can recommend in this sense by His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj. It's called The 64 Qualities of Lord Krishna. Very nice. It helps very much to read this, and then as you are chanting, you will remember this. Wow, Krishna is very determined. He always keeps his promise. That is what determined means, that you keep a promise. Krishna promised Kunti that there will always be 5 Pandavas, and yes, 1 Pandava that was Karna was leaving us in the battle of Kurukshetra, but there were always 5 Pandavas, Panch Pandava. Krishna said to his wife Satyabhama, I will bring you the Parijata flower from the heavenly kingdom. That meant he had to take a whole tree from Indra's garden, and Indra opposed him vehemently, and so many devatas came and yakshas, and you know, everyone tried to hinder Krishna, but Krishna was successful. Because he was determined, he had said, I bring you the flower tree, because, and he did it. Hare Krishna. He was very determined. Krishna. And in this way, you will think of different qualities of Lord Krishna as you chant, and then naturally, you will remember particular pastimes of Lord Krishna. And in this way, you will have Krishna totally. Krishna means there must be a form, no, there must be a name, there must be a form, there must be qualities, and there must be pastimes. This is how we think of anything in this world. When we think of Jai Govinda, there is a form, there are certain qualities, and certain activities which he does. So this all becomes happily one as you become more purified and purified and purified. Hare Krishna. But I really think that it is dangerous if you start with this imagination business, that because then it's really the product of your mind and not the product of Krishna's revelation. You follow the difference? Uh-huh. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and Prabhupada very much cautioned us about these things. It doesn't mean they are wrong, they're very good, wonderful, but they should be revealed, not imagined. Because then it's the real thing, as we say in Islam, the real thing. We want the real thing. Good. Any other question? Yes. Yes. Your good name again? Brahm. Yes. Please. When you see a picture while you chant, you mean? I mean, you can imagine anything, but sitting before the deities while chanting is recommended. Also, we have been encouraged to chant before a picture of Panchatattva, because when you chant, you should take the protection of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. It is said, while chanting Hare Krishna, one may chant for many millions of lifetimes because one and not receive love of Godhead because one chants with offenses. And this is in the 8th chapter of the Adi Lila. There, but if one chants the name of Nityananda and Gauranga, no offenses are considered, and soon the heart will be overflooded with bliss. So, therefore we chant the Panchatattva mantra, where the names of Chaitanya Nityananda are there, and chant before a picture. But basically, I again want to stress this very much, it's a practice of hearing. Because from the sound, everything else will come. So I always like to give the example of a rose flower. See, when the rose flower opens up, soon there will be this fragrance. Now it's a bud, the most beautiful budding garland. So as it opens, there will be more color and fragrance. Then that holy name, when it opens for you, by the mercy of the holy name, you will begin to perceive everything in the holy name. There are stories of Gorkhashodas Babaji, for instance, who said once to his servant, "We want to make a festival today, Sanatana Goswami's appearance day or disappearance day." And the servant said, "Guru Maharaj, there is no bhoga, there's nothing." Gokishodas Babaji said, "Today we will feast by chanting the holy name and fasting." This is, believe me, for Vaishnava, this is the highest pleasure, to just sit and chant. Prabhupada was talking once about Haridas Thakur, who chanted 96, is it? Huh? 3 times 64 is 172 rounds. Who's in mathematics?
Yeah. You are a mathematician. 3 times 64, what is it?
192.
Yeah.
So many rounds. I mean, he... very much. There's only 2 hours left for sleeping and so... And he thought in the morning, "Oh, already the morning sun is coming, but I just started to chant. Why is it so time is so it's gone so, you know, he chanted the whole day before and the whole night. I just started to chant, already the morning sun is coming. This is unfair." Some mistake in the planetary movements of the sun. He should come much later. This is what happens when you get, when once the holy name begins to reveal himself, you taste him as very sweet. I want to recommend to you to sometimes, when there is time, take more time and spend with the holy name. It's almost like when you have a friendship which has become a little bit nichtssagend. What is nichtssagend? It means there is not so much happening in the friendship. At that time you will say, let us spend more time together. You may spend a whole day with a friend, walking through the forest, talking about everything, and then the relationship becomes more alive. So it is mentioned in the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if you want to increase your appreciation for the holy name, spend more time with him. Extra time. Good, Brahm. Thank you very much. I will now turn to my left of the Matajis. Any questions which you have, Mataji? Jai Bhatra. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. This is a very good question. I really hope that someone was asked, and Jai Bhatra is coming to our rescue. If I understand you correctly, Jai Bhatra, you wish to know how to make the same experience in your daily japa chanting. What should we do to do that? If I have some suggestions. As I said in the beginning, the japa chanting always remains a very personal thing, and you have to a little bit see what works for you. But something which I want to recommend to all of you is to sometimes do this trattaka meditation. While you're doing your japa, you begin to look at a mantra card. It's everywhere in the temples, or you can even write it in your own handwriting. And then you begin to only look while you chant at the different syllables of the holy name, like Gokashodas Babaji advised his devotees. What you will see at that time is that your mind becomes engaged with the holy name again. You have to look and whoops, now the next hari is there, then Krishna, whoop, I'm a little slow with my looking. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. You will all of a sudden see how the mind becomes clear, and how the mantra becomes clear to you. It's almost like putting on glasses, and what used to be hazy becomes clear in your eyes. So by looking at the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, your perception of the holy name will become clear again, not hazy any longer. That's a very good practice to do sometimes when you see the Hare Krishna Mantra has become for you, for your perception, a little unclear, maybe fudgy, and so on. I must always have two expert English speakers, Daniel and Bhakti Grace is your name, or Claire? Oh yes, so we must be very careful to speak proper English. To, yes, yeah, so this helps very much. Another thing which, when I have no mantra card, I just go in my mind's eye and see the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And immediately by this little service that is to concentrate your mind, the holy name becomes pleased and reveals himself. Please try it. It is magical. The idea is just to do something to concentrate on the holy name. And then I always do calling out to Krishna, because only when the sometimes we are so dry with Krishna, and so automatic. How can Krishna take pleasure in someone who goes Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Yami, 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 where the heart is not. See, we usually don't have, when we chant, we have there is no heart link to what we do. The heart is not linked. So calling out to Krishna in this mood of Ayinanda Tanuya is extremely helpful. It's extremely helpful, and as you will see, it appears, this calling out for Krishna, throughout Vaishnava literature. Now I would like to tell you another shloka, which is from Yamunacharya. Nima jato nanta bhavana vantas chiraya me kulami vashilabdha tvayapti laptang bhagavang idanim anuttamang patramidam dayaya. O Ananta, O Hari, I have been drowning in this material ocean since time immemorial. I have been swimming and swimming, but I have not found the end of this great and fathomless material ocean. While drowning, I cried out in distress, "Help! Someone rescue me!" At that time you came, and as I understood, your lotus feet at the shore of this ocean, a seed of hope arose in my heart. O Hari, you are the most compassionate. In me you have certainly found the most appropriate recipient for your mercy. The same mood, huh? Help, help, I'm drowning. The moment you chant like this, Krishna comes to your rescue. Therefore, this crying out is so important. I sometimes think in bhakti we suffer, or we conditioned soul suffer from an atrophy of bhakti. Do you know this word atrophy? I've learned it. Is my English correct? Atrophy, it means a stifling of bhakti. It's, you know, when you have had your arm in a cast and then the cast is removed, then for maybe 2 weeks or so, you can't really move your arm because it is atrophied. There's an atrophy. It has become stifled in some ways. So our heart has become atrophied in this material world, and we need to get it going again. Almost like I read, there is this problem now that sometimes, or many times, people die of heart failure in the morning when they are brushing their teeth. So on the market now you find these electrical things where you give a mild shock to the heart so that it can beat again. And because somehow this is a critical time, people rise, heart weak patients, or they rise up, and then it's a critical time for the heart. So there are these electroshocks. So sometimes in bhakti you need also a little electroshock to get your heart going again, so that it's not stifled or atrophied. And I think we all feel when we can do our devotional service with the engagement of our heart, that is our full consciousness, then we are safe, isn't it? But when we are mindless, Krishna is not so satisfied. There's a very interesting little story which will make you laugh and cry at the same time. There was a pandit once who gave lectures from the Ramayana, and every day a woman came to his lectures and listened to everything. And she was crying tears. So the pandit was very pleased. My lecture is moving the heart of this listener. It's a good lecture. Wonderful. So after 2 weeks or so, of this woman every day crying so much, the pandit asked the woman, my lecture is moving your heart. You cry so much. Yes, I'm crying, said the woman. I'm crying because you remind me so much of Likinko. Who's Likinko? Said the pandit. My goat. My goat died 14, 15 days ago. And your bird is very much reminding me of my Likinko, who also had such an attractive bird. So this woman was all the time in the Ramayana lectures. But was she really? Her mind was with Likinko. So this is a problem which I have noticed in my spiritual life, as well as in the spiritual life of those who are not shy and tell me what is going on in their lives. Our mind is not there. We chant with our lips, but our heart is not there. Chanting must be heart deep, not lip deep. So by this process of calling out for Krishna, you can very quickly develop the right mood. Another right mood in which you can chant always from morning till evening is what? What does Lord Chaitanya say should be the mood of someone who wants to chant? What? Trinada Visunichana. Yes. This means humility. What else? Yes, tolerance and giving respect. If you do this, you would see, you will always like to chant, and you can always chant. It's mystical. The holy name comes to a humble soul, and the holy name runs away from the proud, arrogant fool. Hare Krishna. A devotee who wants to chant, he is becoming humble. It's even if he is not getting his right, he doesn't mind. He wants to chant. He's more interested to have the holy name always on his tongue than getting right. Interesting perception. When you are humble, the holy name is attracted to be always on your tongue. There are prayers to develop humility. There's a practice of humility. Would you like to know about it? Have you ever heard about this work, Bhajan Rahasya? Bhajan Rahasya is a collection of Sanskrit verses which are read or recited during one's japa period, because it puts you on into a certain mood. I want to tell you how important the right mood is. Imagine you want to draw a line from this corner of the room to that corner. Yes.
Yes, that corner of the room. It's very important that the line is drawn just on the right angle, a little to the left or a little to the right. There will decide that the line goes 2 meters away from the goal. Little. You don't even perceive it there. So in the same way, if we want to reach Krishna, we must have the right mood. If we are in the wrong mood, we will never reach him. Hari Bol! We will be 2,000 light years away from home. Not back to Godhead. Back to home, back to Godhead. So, therefore, one must practice the right mood of humility. And there are 6 verses which talk about this, which are a little lengthy to read. But just so that you have, if you want to read them, you please make a note. It's on page 42 of the book Bhajan Rahasya. No, Bhajan Rahasya. I will read to you now. Oh Lord Hari, I have no faith in religious principles and I have no knowledge of the soul. Sounds really like me. Furthermore, I have no devotion to your lotus feet. I am utterly destitute, a rogue with no idea of the goal of life. In this way, I always cheat myself. You, however, are the deliverer of the fallen, and I am an insignificant fallen soul. Therefore, you are the only goal of my life. Having achieved your lotus feet, I take shelter of you, for you are my eternal Lord, and I am your servant. These prayers put you in the right mood, Jai Govinda, so that your chanting is aimed in the proper way to Krishna. This is wonderful, isn't it? Please read these shlokas in your free time. You can purchase this book or rent this book from our Bhaktivedanta library service, Vishnumurti Prabhu. It's in the library. We have in the library. Wonderful. What it is it paints a real picture of who we are. It demasks, these prayers demask the false ego. And you see yourself without the false ego. But it also, and that is so nice, has a very hopeful voice to it. That this is my situation, but you are the merciful, most merciful person. And when you are in the right condition, you will be very able to do it in spiritual life. I remember when I was a little boy, I was extremely restless. You can't imagine how restless I was. I was always, morning till evening, climbing trees and doing mischief of one sort or another and so on. And I remember sometimes it was just too much with me. I would, go to the cupboards, take all the porcelain and throw it on the floor and laugh and and so on. And sometimes my father, he came to me, he had tears in his eyes and said, I hate to do it, but this is best for you. And he gave me a solid beating on my behind. This old German family, you get the trousers, get down, bang, 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 bang. No, no, no. And I would cry, ooh, ooh, too much pain. My father would also cry and say, I hate to do it, but it's the only way to help a person like you, child. Like, and I remember afterwards, I was just always so careful. I was so polite.
I was so well educated and cultured and so on. Because it had its benefits. I know now, no, at this time no educator would agree with me, but I still am very grateful that my father gave me a solid beating on my behind. Bang, 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 bang. Because I became really useful and very cultured and very, it was the best treatment for me. So these scriptural verses sometimes do the same. They put you in the right mood. Therefore, they are nice to read. During chanting or while chanting, especially there are these six, huh? Six verses I have read to you, the first. In order to avoid being inattentive when chanting constantly, I think, Claire, you have asked two questions. One is how to prepare yourself when you go into a chanting session in the morning, and the other is how to remain attentive while chanting. Yeah? Let me first answer the first question. Something which is very good to chant before you pray, get into your japa session, is the Chikshastakam prayers. They are really mentioned. When you chant the Chikshastaka prayers, the eight prayers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will find the whole teachings of Krishna consciousness in there, plus the right mood. There's this Ayinanda Tanuyashlo. My dear Lord, I have fallen away from you, please take me. And therefore, I know, for instance, in the Radha Gopinath temple, we chant this prayer every morning. And many devotees do this on an individual basis. I very often chant this also before I start my japa, the Shikshastakam prayers. There are other prayers which are mentioned in the scripture. And if you allow me, I have a section on prayer to the holy name. I will do this a little later. I think the day after tomorrow this is on the list. So about preparing is, it's good that if so you can pray, but you can prepare yourself also in other ways. Our tradition says that before any spiritual activity is done, you are requested to do a short Buddha Shuddhi meditation. Do you know what this is? Buddha Shuddhi, Buddha means the material elements, and Shuddhi means to become free from. When the pujaris, for instance, enter into the deity room to perform their daily services, they are requested to first purify their minds by this Buddha Shuddhi prayer. So I want to give you the Buddha Shuddhi prayer now. I would like to read them to you just like they are. I could also memorize them, but I feel it's much better when you get them in English, in proper English. Oh Krishna, I really have to pray that I find this. Krishna Bhakti. Here. Are you ready, Claire? Here is it. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna, but because of my bad fortune, I have been inimical toward him from time immemorial, and thus I have identified myself with my body and continuously wandered in the cycle of birth and death, in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, an infinitesimal spiritual being completely apart from the gross and subtle body. And so, by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and, following in his footsteps, the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sisi Radha Gopinath here. You put in the name of your worshipable deity, whom you worship. It's a Buddha Shuti prayer, and if you wish, I could give this prayer to you. You can write it down in your own handwriting and have it, and sometimes pray it. What does this prayer do? It puts you in the right mood. Remember the example. You think that I'm part of Krishna, and but I've forgotten him, and for so long I wandered the path of samsara. Now I am connecting with him. And this is very important. See, when you chant, sometimes our Hare Krishna devotees, they look like going to a funeral when they chant, or they look like seeing a kickboxing event. That's the most brutal form of sport which is available in there. No, but you should chant full of joy. Chant the Lord's name with simple joy in your heart. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ulasa. Add possessiveness to joy means you're my Lord. Based on firm faith and conviction, Vishramba. Conviction that an intimate relationship is possible with Krishna. You know, you must have, in other words, a joyful spirit. It's not thrilling, a hole, I must be purified now by the holy name, a hanker must be smashed, and so on. This is not the idea of chanting. You have some unimaginable good fortune to be able to chant and connect.